This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support. I've said this before in many other podcasts, but it needs to be summarized succinctly. It's simply this. The purpose of vaccine mandates is to make sure that the globalists have near 100% compliance when it comes time to inject the population with the kill virus. And by the kill virus, of course, I'm referring to the euthanasia virus, the deadly strain, the bioweapon virus that they're going to put into the vaccines when they decide it's time to really cull humankind and reduce the population. Now, the average person, of course, is not aware of any of that. They're still suffering under the illusion that the medical system exists to help everybody get well and not need medicine. That's laughable. Of course, the medical system only wants to make profit. And the way they do that is to prey on sickness and make sure people stay sick. Remember, every citizen who gets well is revenue lost to the pharmaceutical industry. And remember that if vaccines really worked, then there would be almost no infectious disease, since almost everybody gets vaccinated. And then there would not be any more demand for vaccines. The reason vaccines are in high demand today is because vaccines are designed to fail. They're designed to spread the very diseases that they claim to treat. There's even a federal lawsuit still underway. It's already been many years for this one, where Merck virologists, they filed a False Claims Act with the federal government, stating that they were ordered by Merck's management to fake the vaccine efficacy results for the MMR vaccine, I believe the mumps in particular, where the human trials of the mumps vaccine did not produce mumps antibodies. And so they were ordered to harvest animal antibodies and then to spike the human blood, the samples that were taken from humans, spike them with animal antibodies in order to be able to produce the results that the FDA wanted to see. And the FDA requires a vaccine to show 95% efficacy in order to be approved. Well, the mumps vaccine that's actually being given out there in the real world has almost 0% efficacy, so they had to fake it. And so they're out there pushing a product that does not work, that in effect is allowing infectious diseases to spread, and they're using that hysteria and panic in order to push more vaccines. So this is a giant scam by the pharmaceutical industry. But that's not even where this all ends. As I mentioned right up front here, this is really about training the population to have obedience to the medical dictatorship. It's about making sure that you can't say no when the government goes door to door, which they are doing in Rockland County, New York now. They're going door to door, knocking on your door, demanding to see your vaccine papers and demanding that you be vaccinated, essentially at gunpoint. They're not using physical guns yet. They're using the coercion of the government and threatening fines. But the guns will come out very soon. They'll actually have gunpoint vaccinations. There's another state where they are now running gunpoint vaccinations. And we've covered that at naturalnews.com. I think it was Iowa, but I'd have to go back and check my notes on that, where they passed a law that said the government can go door to door investigating homeschooling situations, and they can hold parents down at gunpoint and forcibly vaccinate children at gunpoint. So this is the government saying that the government owns your body and that you cannot say no. This is medical rape. This is government coercion and medical tyranny at its worst. And yet, you might wonder why they're going to such extremes. The answer is, as I mentioned up front, the answer is training you to say yes, training you to not resist, because what's coming is the kill switch for humanity. And the powers that be, I mean, surely you are aware that the powers that be believe that the planet is wildly overpopulated. They believe that the planet cannot sustain the ecological impact of the current population of over 7 billion people. And they've openly talked about this, how they need to eliminate about 6 billion people. And depending on the globalist you hear from, some of them believe that the sustainable human population is only 500 million, and some think it's only 100 million. So, you know, kind of depends on who you talk to, whether they want to eliminate close to 90% of the population or 95% of the population or 98%, but it's up there. It's 90%+ of the population. That's what they want to eliminate. Now, if you are a globalist and you look at human history and you look at the situation, and you probably realize that it's going to be difficult for them to go door to door and just shoot everybody in the head. That's not the way that they get things done anymore. They learned that lesson from the Third Reich, that if you want to kill humanity and carry out eugenics, that doing it with guns and railroad cars and you know, Holocaust ovens is actually, it generates resistance, you know, from the population, as it should. The population eventually wakes up and realizes, hey, we got to defeat these evil a-holes, you know, these eugenicists and these mass murderers. We got to defeat them. And so we, America, and other allies around the world, including Russia at the time, defeated Adolf Hitler and the Third Reich. And the globalists paid very careful attention to that. And what they've realized today is that the way to kill people en masse is to convince them that you're not killing them, right? And this is what vaccines are all about. So what they do is, well, the plan is they're going to release an experimental weaponized viral strain. Maybe they'll call it Ebola. Maybe they'll call it Zika. Remember the big Zika hoax, total hoax? They said everybody's going to be born with shrunken brains. Never happened. They can release a bird flu strain. They can release a weaponized measles or a mumps or anything. And then they can demand and even pass a national law, demand that everybody get vaccinated. And if you're not vaccinated, here's how they enforce it. They'll just say, well, you're not going to be allowed to participate in society. You can't go out in public. This is already the case in New York City and in Rockland County, New York. They'll say you can't have a website because all vaccine skeptics are deplatformed everywhere. You can't go to a public place, a library, a school, a government building, and you can't vote. You can't go to a bank and deposit a check. You can't even go to work. You can't go to a sporting event or participate in public transportation. They'll basically make you a non-person if you don't get vaccinated. And so through this compliance, I mean, who knows? They might say you don't even have the right to get health insurance or healthcare if you're not vaccinated. That's probably coming too. Through this compliance, they'll have everybody almost 100% compliance. And then they'll release the experimental bioweapon. They'll create media hysteria because the media is always ordered exactly what to say about vaccines and outbreaks. They just do what they're told. And then there'll be a new vaccine, which I'll just call Vaccine X. And Vaccine X will be the kill switch. It will contain deadly viruses that cause death within 12 to 18 months. But not immediately, because that would be too obvious. They can't have people dropping dead immediately after getting vaccinated. So they'll have it engineered to kill you over time, and then they will demand absolute 100% vaccine compliance. Everybody who lines up to get that vaccine will be dead inside of 18 months. Now, sooner or later, people will begin to tie this back to the vaccines, and there will be investigations. And I can tell you exactly how this is going to play out because, you know, I've seen this before. I know exactly how these evil globalists operate. They will admit that, yes, the vaccines were tainted and that, you know, hundreds of millions of people, maybe billions, have been killed by the vaccine. And they will declare that the vaccines were tainted by an anti-vaccine terrorism group. Right, exactly. This is like the Russia collusion hoax, where the globalists just fabricate whatever lie they want you to believe, and then they push it out through the news for 2 years, and most people will believe it. So they'll say anti-vaccine people are terrorists. Look, they tainted this vaccine, and they killed billions of people, and that will be the history that will be written. And who knows? Maybe they'll blame me. I mean, They'll come up with anything, right? Anything. But they will make sure, that this is used then to arrest, detain, deplatform, criminally prosecute every person who expresses skepticism about vaccine propaganda. So mark my words, this is exactly how it's going to play out at some point. The vaccine will be a euthanasia injection. It won't kill people right away. It's engineered to take time. Once the deaths start rolling in, they will announce that, yes, the vaccines were tainted by a vaccine terrorism group inspired by Natural News or something. I mean, this is how insane they are. This is exactly the crap they pulled on Donald Trump, and they do this. They do this on everything, whether the establishment is lying to you about science, medicine, history, politics, money, finance, banking, disease, everything. They have a fake narrative to deflect blame to someone else while they are murdering you or stealing your money or taking your history away from you or stealing your country, destroying your republic, enslaving you, confiscating your money, whatever. There's always a story they tell you, and the story is always false. But that story is, I mean, you can expect that that's what's going to come out. Mark my words, this is how it's going to work. I don't know when this will happen. Might be many years away. Might be a decade away. I'm not sure. Might be, you know, next month. But it's clear the globalists are sick and tired of humans. They want to eliminate most of the human population that's living today. And in fact, as I've said before, in their minds, they believe that anyone stupid enough to take these vaccine shots is probably needs to be eliminated from the human gene pool anyway. That's the way they look at it. So they see it as what I've called before a global IQ test. And they think of sort of low IQ people as useless eaters. Remember, the average IQ around the world is 82. The globalists, part of their goal is to eliminate the lowest IQ, what they call useless eaters, all around the world. And vaccines are the simple way to do that because people line up. It's not like, I mean, imagine if Hitler could have just, you know, if Hitler had followed the vaccine model, the Jews would have lined up in front of the ovens and gas chambers to be exterminated. But of course, the Jews didn't do that. Thank God. Some of them fought back and they had resistance, and the French resistance joined in, and then the Allies joined in, and we defeated Adolf Hitler. But today, billions of people around the world will line up to be injected with the death vaccines. And what I find interesting is that, and this is just a final note here, it is the Black community in particular that is sufficiently skeptical of vaccines. The Black community will not line up for that, but it's high IQ white people that will gladly line up to be injected and killed, because high IQ white people, I've noticed, are some of the dumbest morons on the planet. They think they're smart, but they're stupid. They have no street smarts. They have no smarts about reality. And interestingly, it's the Black community that has street smarts and has, like, they don't trust the government. Why? Because they know history. They know what the FBI did to Martin Luther King Jr. They know what the FBI did to the Black Panthers. They, you know, we talk, white people today talk about FBI corruption about Trump. Black folks have known about FBI corruption since the 1960s, okay? You know, if you think the Mueller report was bad, you should see what the FBI and the DOJ did to the Black communities in the 1960s and the 1970s, 1980s, and so on. So Black folks will be some of the survivors of all of this, which I find very interesting, because white folks tend to follow the rules, and that's what's going to get them killed. Just an interesting cultural note there. There will be some white folks who are informed and, of course, say no, but there's going to be a whole lot of Black folks who say no, because they've seen this before. You could call this mandatory vaccines, you could call it a medical lynching. And I guarantee you, there are millions of Black folks who will not line up to be medically lynched. And good for them to have that awareness and that realization, to understand that the government is not your friend. The medical establishment is not your friend. In fact, they want you dead. And they are willing to kill you with a smile, tell you to line up and claim, we were just helping you. We're helping you survive this mysterious pandemic that's spreading. Here, just roll up your sleeve. We'll give you this nice Whittle injection. It's going to keep you safe because we care. We care about you. Yeah. And the average brother out there is going to say, because they know, because they have street smarts. That's the truth. Just something to think about. Read my website, naturalnews.com. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Be safe. Be skeptical. Take care. If you want to make it through these trying times, you're going to need full cognitive function. You're going to need your mental faculties. And there's no better way to achieve that than to turn to good nutrition, brain-supporting nutrition. That's what we offer at the Health Ranger store. We do more testing than any retailer in the world to make sure that you have the cleanest food in the world, because I believe that that's how we change the world. We change the world through clean food. We help people live better, think better, and we get better results in the world. It all starts with food and nutrition. Check it out. We have over 700 products now at healthrangerstore.com. Thank you for your support.